Raw sewage overflows from sanitation drains are expected to be corrected early next month. The City of Bloomington's Public Works Department is currently working on a sewage interceptor project at the intersection of South Walnut and Grimes. Utilities Public Affairs Specialist John Callahan says, although the street and curbs will look the same when construction is done next month, the difference to area residents should be immense.
The purpose of this project is to address the occurrence of sanitary sewer overflows, particularly in the area of West Grimes Lane and South Walnut Street, where more than 80 were confirmed between the years 2006 and 2016. And this increase in sewer capacity will reduce SSO occurrence and volume and will likely eliminate discharge from smaller wet weather events.
Callahan says the project should stop the high number of sewage overflows along South Walnut. He says a deluge of rain can overflow the city's old sewer infrastructure, causing treated sewage to leak into streets and creeks.
It just looks like water. I mean, there's no solids in it. You might see, in some cases, you might see some toilet paper, possibly, but you don't see any solids, and primarily it's just liquid.
Callahan says the new sewer interceptor project will reduce the number of sewage overflows in the area and replace outdated clay sewage pipes with newer plastic ones. The city is expected to complete the project early August.